Gina Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting Company was already Fairfax's largest shareholder. Now, after the purchase of 42 million additional shares at 60 cents, her stake in the company is up to more than 15%. Fund manager Roger Montgomery told ABC's The Business the move is part of Mrs. Rinehart's campaign to secure seats on the Fairfax board.
Look, typically in this situation, she is the largest shareholder now in the company, and 15% is more than enough to warrant a board seat. But the board needs to take into account, remember, the board's working for the shareholders. They're supposed to be representing all shareholders, not any particular vested interest. But it is right for a 15% shareholder to be protecting their own interests by asking for a board seat.
Gina Rinehart was recently overlooked when a vacant position on the Fairfax board was given to former Ernst & Young CEO James Miller. Paul Barry is an investigative journalist and writer for the online Power Index Journal. He says Gina Rinehart is clearly upping the ante. He says the more of Fairfax she buys, the harder it will be for the board to resist her push for board seats.
It looks like she's trying to put more pressure on the board, trying to get a board seat, and it looks like she's not prepared to give up. And I guess you'd expect that of her, really. She's got an enormous amount of money. She could buy Fairfax twice over. She's still only up to, you know, below 20%. When she gets to 20%, if she does, then she can't go over without making a full takeover, except that she is allowed to sort of creep it up over the years. But if she gets up to that, then she's clearly going to have to be listened to. I would have thought they're going to find it very difficult to deny her a board seat if she's so serious that she keeps on buying and keeps on coming back and saying, let me on, let me have a say in the way this place is run.
Mrs. Rinehart has been an outspoken critic of the management of Fairfax. Paul Barry says by buying more of the company, Gina Rinehart is trying to buy political influence.
As I understand it, it's about having a voice for the mining industry. It's about having a voice for her political views. It's about making it less left-wing, as she regards it. And so it's about buying political influence. It's about buying a new policy for the paper. I must say, I think that's not a particularly appropriate thing to be doing, but that's what she's after.
AM requested a response from Fairfax Media, but our calls were not returned.